Yo, what's going on, guys? This is just my advice. Well, actually, I should put on headphones. I usually do that for this with this microphone. One sec. Okay, yeah. Ooh, the audio is super good. Super nice. You like this setup a little bit, huh? I don't know. I don't know how I like it. I got to add more shit into here. Right now, I have like, you can't even see them. Like, I have my, all the things I've written of comedy actually like right behind me. But yeah, this is just a different kind of setup I have. I just like made this little podcast area. I'm in the the left third or the right thirds or whatever it's going to come out as. It looks like left thirds. I wonder if this is like a bad angle. Right now, it's not going to focus on me, so I have to be like, I lay back anyway. So that's how I fit into it. So if I was to be forward, this wouldn't like look as good. I'd have to do a different fucking lens and stuff. But the way I have it set up, I like laying back in this chair. This chair is one of those like, you know, those like you sit in it and you read type things, like a circle chair type shit. No lumbar support whatsoever. But I use this as a spaceship. When I was on tons of mushrooms, like on penis envy mushrooms, this was my spaceship to go to the other planet. Okay? And I was like, oh shit, on this planet, they don't wear jewelry. So before I get out of the spaceship, I have to take off all of my jewelry. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. We're doing just my advice. This is where you send in questions and I answer them. If it fucks up your life, it's just my advice. This used to be called Poppy Code, but this is on the Mark Karski channel. So who the fuck is Winebox Poppy? That's me, better known as Winebox Poppy. I'm Mark Karski and I'm here to help because that's all I want to do, honestly. If you are going through anything or you want advice or a different perspective or opinion on something you're going through, I'm right here. I'm here to help you. If you hear my dog barking, I'm not letting him out because he was just out 2 seconds ago. You know who he is, Miles. He was in a video in one of my last videos on the main channel. This is the second channel, but not second in importance. I love this channel. This is a very meaningful thing to do. Like, it helps me to help people, right? Like, I give out answers and I'm like, oh, I could also use that in my life and stuff. Or like, I think I have a good perspective on things, or I have weird wisdom at my age and stuff. I can give good advice. Okay. And it also helps to tell advice so I can take my own advice type shit. If it's too bright, it's because I'm leaving the lights on from before. This camera doesn't need as much light as the other one. The other one's a cinema camera, so that's why it looked way darker, even though, yeah, whatever. So let's just hop into this shit. I need coffee. Yummy. Okay, so I got like 6 pictures here, and we're just going to, these are old ones, so if you want to comment down below or DM me, tell me it's for just my advice. Tell me it's for this so I can screenshot it type shit and put it into an album of for it so I could obviously have it for later. Comment down below. Everybody stays anonymous, which you'll see. Comment down below if you have something that you want help with, or you could DM me. I also post when I'm looking for questions and stuff. So these are kind of old, so people might actually forget that they sent these in, but it doesn't matter, to be honest. So let's go. Hey, Mark, I need your advice on this. I have had a crush on my childhood friend for almost 7 years now, and we are really close. I have also talked with other close friends. They all think I should go for it, but I'm not sure how I would even approach her in that way. Got any advice? I would like to do it in person because I feel like I'll be more genuine and say what I really want to say. You should definitely do it in person. Over text is too easy, I think. It's kind of like almost childish. I think like this is kind of like I'm not sure how old you are, but if you've been friends for 7 years and you want to be in a relationship with somebody you've been friends with or close to for 7 years, I mean, here's the thing. A lot of dating nowadays, it seems like people don't want to get to know the other person, right? Or become like their best friend type shit. You should like really, because like if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody, you should really enjoy their presence, right? Like they should be somebody you want to be around all the time. So what I think is like a close friend type shit like that, I mean, I'm not sure where y'all fall on anything, to be honest. You'd have to, I would say bring it up. I would say bring it up to that person and talk to them honestly about it. Yeah, just do that. Just talk honestly about it. Ask them. Talk to them like an adult type shit. Tell them, yeah, tell them in person so you could be genuine as possible, and tell them and see. I don't know. And if they don't, because I feel like the most, like most of the time the answer would be no, right? Like I feel like girls would usually be like, no, I don't want to risk this with this dude because he's my friend type shit. But I'm not sure if that's like the case for everything. Of course, it's a blanket statement, right? And that's how I just feel like it would be. But you never know, right? Because you might just be the perfect person for this person. They just don't know yet or some shit like that. I don't know. Or they might not like you at all. They just want to keep you as a friend type shit. I'm not sure because I don't know how women think, man. So I would talk to this person And tell them your feelings and stuff so you could find out how this person thinks or what they think about it and stuff like that. And I hope they're as genuine as they are, as you are to them, you know, in response. Appreciate you for the question. Next. How do you break out of a mental cage you are forever stuck inside of? Well, you're ahead of the game with knowing that you're in a mental cage. Knowing that you're in a mental cage is part of the process, right? So if you know you're stuck inside of something, how you can't be forever stuck inside of something if you're aware of it, right? Because then you're probably, if you're in a mental cage you're forever stuck inside of, you're doing the same things over and over. You need to switch things up. You need to change it. You need to go about how you're attacking this mental cage, right? Like, why are you in a mental cage? And if you're still in a mental cage and aware of it, why? You should be working towards getting rid of it at any moment, looking up every possible way every possible way that you could fix and help what's going on here. I would look it up on like YouTube. I would talk to people who are really like, maybe like look up how to boost your self-esteem, figure out something that you want. Like maybe you have to change how your perspective on stuff. Maybe it's just a little perspective change. Instead of like looking at things as a problem, you can, like this mental cage thing is a problem, look at it as an opportunity, as a huge opportunity to grow, okay? Because maybe a lot of people might be in a mental cage and not even know they're in one. So you being aware of it might be a huge benefit, because now you have this awareness. Like that's an awareness some people don't have, that you can use to benefit yourself and get out of this mental cage. What I would do is honestly just, the first thing is like if it's a mental cage, like I'll start doing things that seem, I would do hard things that you can do to make life easier, right? Like go to the gym, go on a run, go ride a bike, do stuff that, write down your feelings, like do stuff that you don't want to do, right? That are beneficial to you, right? Like writing down your feelings, planning out a future, doing everything, everything, like all of it, like how you go up your plan of attack on fixing this, what you want to change in your life, why you're in this mental cage, and stuff like that, and do something you've always wanted to do or challenge yourself, right? And show that you can do shit, because you can, and never let people do things for you that you can do yourself, because you're going to have your mind thinking like you can't do those things when you can. That's like the number one thing of like when you're taking care of an old person or something, I heard. Never let somebody do something they can do for themselves or some shit. I have self-esteem / self-image issues. I can barely even look at myself without wanting to cry or scream. I truly hate myself, and nothing I ever do helps or fixes it. How can I learn to like myself again? Well, you need to be not so hard on yourself, because I feel you. Because there's some times where I fucking hate myself. I'm not sure what the self-image is. Like, I always like how I present myself. I always like how I think all the people perceive me, but like the way I perceive myself is the most important thing, right? Like with body dysmorphia and stuff, when I feel like a fat piece of shit and stuff like that, I just need to just like know that like where you're at right now is not permanent unless you let it be. Same with the last person, right? Nothing is forever unless you got married. But that's also not forever. The divorce rate's super high, so you could also get rid of that shit. I could barely even look at myself without wanting to cry or scream. I think you need to ask yourself why. Why? Why do you hate you? You shouldn't, okay? You shouldn't, like when you look at other people, like think about this, okay? You need to be really easy on yourself, because people are judgmental. And like when we think of other people who've done a ton of things wrong, we like hate that person. We know some of the things they did wrong and we think they're shit. But we know everything we did wrong ever, and we have to live with ourselves, right? Type shit. We have to be forgiving towards us. Even though I'm not forgiving towards people who've done less worse shit than me, type shit, you know what I'm saying? So you need to be very forgiving with yourself. You need to love yourself. You need to be able to. And this is coming from a place, I used to love myself so much, and now I have to relearn how, right? Because there's some things that I don't like about myself at all that I have to completely, like I have in my Google right now, a search of saying how to raise self-esteem. Because Gary Vaynerchuk said it's a huge part of this. And I totally agree, especially with being a creative or putting yourself out there like I do. I think it's extremely important. No matter what you do, having a high self-esteem, the highest self-esteem possible without it being narcissistic or you being, what is it? Not overly optimistic about yourself, right? Like, don't think, like, since you're a girl, you're not going to be the lead or whatever. You're not going to be the quarterback of a football player. I didn't want to say that because Gary Vee says that. I wanted to say something different. I wanted to say like a center or a forward in whatever sport. You're just not going to, right? Like, be realistic, but also find out about you. Because nobody else finds out about themselves really deeply, right? So find out what you're good at, what you're not good at. Find your strengths. Focus on your strengths. Look at your weaknesses in ways that you can, like, fix it, right? Like, if you hate yourself, what do you hate about yourself? Why? Ask these questions to yourself and answer them, right? Spend more time with you, because in the end, that's all you have, right? Nobody cares about you like you care about you, and nobody knows you like you know you, right? So if you have bad thoughts about yourself because of what somebody else said to you about you, it's their perspective. They have a broken perspective. If something some people say to you pisses you off about you, you should know yourself, right? You shouldn't have to worry. And this is also me talking to myself, right? When somebody says something to you, how they view you or what you're doing or anything like that, or how they, you should know yourself enough to not be worried or be swayed or care what people say. Much easier said than done. It's a thing you have to practice. I don't care what people think, but of course I do, right? Everybody does. You have to, but to a degree, I always try and lower it. Like, I always try and lower how much I give a fuck, because you can't and you shouldn't care about everything everybody says at all. You should only care what you have to say about yourself and how you truly feel about yourself. And if it's not good, it truly needs to be fixed. That will be so beneficial to you if you could just ask yourself some questions and answer honestly. That's it. At least I think. I think that would help quite a bit. I hope. Somebody also asked above it, how can you move forward when you have a bad reputation or just remain mentally strong with no one by your side? You have to know that a lot of the things that you're going to do in life, especially if they're great, or honestly, most things that you want to do are going to be lonely, right? Everything I do is lonely as shit. Working and doing this, lonely. Like, I'm doing this by myself. I have to edit this by myself. Doing stand-up is lonely. Even though you're going to, like, meet friends doing that, you have to make your own bit. You have to write your own shit and all that stuff. Same with this. I have to do this all by myself. I have to do the comedy videos all by myself. How can you move forward when you have a bad reputation? Why do you have a bad reputation? Fix that. And then just become a different person. If you know you have a bad reputation, it's for a reason. You should change that. Like, if that's an action, if you have a part of something that's not good, right? If you have this personality trait or something that's building a bad reputation or something, that's odd for me. How do you get a bad reputation? I would say figure out what it is and fix it. Because you can always become a different person, right? You can change in a day. You just have to literally change, see what the problem is, and literally make the decision, right? Like, it's like, how do I stop drinking? Stop drinking, right? Unless you're an alcoholic, then you're gonna need to go about a different route. But really, like, if I want to stop smoking weed, which I am, I would just stop smoking, which I'm on my last ounce, and I don't even smoke during the day. Like, I haven't smoked today. I probably will smoke after this. It's fucking almost 4 p.m. I don't give a shit, right? After, because then I can't really work as hard and stuff, which I've noticed, right? So, and I also, what did ASAP Rocky say? I got to quit the smoking when it's time to focus. It's time to focus right now. So, and if it's time for you to change as a person, it's time for you to change as a fucking person right now. 2020 sucked. These questions were screenshotted before, I think, oh, this was June 26th. So I don't know when, I don't even know. That's like about four months ago. I hope everything's not worse. I hope you guys still come back to see this, because, like, a lot of people are going to have a lot of problems appear because of this corona, I believe. And I think a lot of it is just having a different perspective with yourself and the world. I'm only going to do three this time, and then I'll do the other three maybe right after this. But I think that the perspective is the biggest part of this for a lot of people, and me, right? Like, instead of looking at something as a problem, look at it as an opportunity. That's it. Like when I look at the stage, stand-up comedy, I'm writing right now. I'm in the right, and I'm about to go on, right? Like, I'm giving myself a deadline and all this stuff to go up. I shouldn't look at the stage as a problem or anything like that, as scary. I mean, it is scary, but, like, I have to look at it as an opportunity. Every time I get on stage, it's an opportunity for me to be funny. It's an opportunity for me to be, like, found. The headphones just came unplugged. it's an opportunity for me to become funnier, become seasoned, become everything. Like, it's an opportunity for me to pursue the career I want. And if I don't do that, I can't do anything else. If I don't fix myself, right? Like, I have things I have to work on, and I had to work on and take a step back from the entire YouTube channel for a while to fix and work on me 100%. And of course, I'm lucky enough. I know that I'm so privileged to be able to just take a step back and sit and work on this and work on me and like harden my, and I don't know, just not harden myself, but like learn to love myself again, see what I'm going through, because things change. Like right now I'm 25 and I'm just experiencing all of these fucking things, and I have in weird ways, and it's just different. It's just not the way that I've known before. Like, I have days now where I'm just like, yesterday, like, I couldn't do anything. I was like, what the fuck? I'm not like this. I wasn't before, but I am. I am like this. Right, like, yesterday I was disassociating a lot, like that, like, where it looks like I'm watching a movie and I don't even feel like a person and stuff. And I just go through the motions of a person. Like, even driving is hard to do. Literally, I did not. It's so weird, right? Because I have some parts of like BDP, which is not bipolar disorder. It's borderline personality disorder, but I don't have all of them. I have a couple of the problems. Like the disassociating is a huge problem where it sucks. Oh God! Like where I just feel like I'm watching a movie, and so I have to learn how to love myself and live with that and work with that, even though I fucking hate that so much. You can't be like, this is good. Yeah, I can't convince myself that this is a good problem. Hey, this is really good that I disassociate and can't do anything, especially after I take a shower when it's hot. Oh, I'm fucked, right? I'm moving to Cali type shit. So when it's hot, my body thinks I'm having anxiety. So I need to learn meditation, breathing, not focusing on bad things. I need to go to the gym to pump my heart rate up to get sweaty. And when I think my body's like, oh shit, you're having a panic attack, I'm like, nah, dog, we at the gym. Nah, we're gonna show, you know, doing these things that are hard so you can, everything else in life gets easier when you do things, when you put good chosen stress on the body, right? Or else the life is gonna choose the stress for you, or things that are easier are gonna become stressful or overly stressful comparatively, is what it seems like to me to be the case. So if you could do easy, going to the gym honestly is easy. Lifting is comparatively to having terrible like depression or anxiety and shit like that. So I think that's some of the best things to do. Just switch up your perspective, change it, ask yourself questions and be honest with yourself, because you have to. You're all you got. Like I said, you only know you as much as you know you. Like, nobody knows you more than you know you, and nobody loves you more than you should love you, because you, that's all you got. People could be so disappointing sometimes, right? People can die, people can move, people cannot talk to you anymore. You can't do that with you. You gotta be there. And you gotta be there for yourself, because there's gonna be a time, I'm telling you, in your life where you are all you have. It's going to happen 100%. Even if you're with a significant other, and you're still gonna be with yourself, dealing with things inside you, right? And they're gonna come out, like, you just, yeah, ask yourself the questions. Also, get professional help. There's nothing wrong with talking to a therapist. If you guys are having problems looking inward and stuff, I go to a therapist. I talk to a therapist once a week. I might switch that shit to twice a week. Fuck it, right? Like, it's good for you. It's good to help you figure out yourself, and they can help you see where to place your time and energy into what strengths or weaknesses to work on, literally. So that's my advice. Thank you guys so much for watching. I love you. I appreciate you, and I'll catch you on next one. It's just my advice, though. If it fucks up your life, it shouldn't. But if it does, it's just my advice. Yo, by the way, though, if you guys want to support, if I've ever like helped you or made you laugh or anything, look in the description below. We got merch, t-shirts, ringtones. What's up? But if you don't feel like doing that, don't want to, I totally understand. Just comment down below, like it, dislike it, share it, show your mom, ask me a question, whatever. I appreciate you. Mwah.